Oh, shit. It's time for Balloon Art Radio! What's going on, everybody? It's been a long time. What's going on? I hope you're all doing good. You know me, just being me. You know, living life. I finally am done working. Oh, wow, look at that one. Wasn't talking about the coughs. Talking about the ass you guys are missing. Finally got done working these slave 65, 70-hour work weeks. We completed our contract, all that bullshit, blah, 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 blah. And I'm rested. So, I'm back. I hope most of y'all are back. I hope y'all doing good. Happy New Year, I guess, right? Hey, Happy New Year. What month are we in? April? Holy shit. I haven't talked to you guys in almost five, six months. I did record a couple of things. Didn't release it because no energy. Zero. Ha 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 ha. Zero anything. It was just horrible. Worse than how I used to be, you know, just as bad, you know. Hopefully, you know, it won't be as bad as I thought. At least in, I think, January, I was trying to do like a Happy New Year, I miss you fuckers and all that shit, but it ended up being really depressing as I was listening back to it. But I will use the top five fuck yous for that one, because I don't have top five fuck yous, really. I've been going to the gym. I mean, I've lost a lot of weight. If you last remembered, last January, fat fuck Magoo over here was, what, 270? I think I was like 270, 271 was like the highest. And I just changed my diet, did that intermittent fasting, whatever the fuck you want to call it. That's what I call it. I don't know. I'm an old man. So whatever I learned it, that's what I call it. Whatever. I also restrict a lot of my calories. Damn, see, I can't even talk. I haven't talked to anyone in a while. Fuck. I work with a lot of people that speak a lot of languages except for English, so I have no one to fucking talk to. But I've been restricting my calories, my intake, to like under 1,500. You know, big boy over here. I'm like just touching 6 foot. You know, I got that black booty body. So, you know, with that heavy fucking skeleton. I know it sounds like what fat people would say, but I'm telling you. You know, go put someone my height. And just, it has almost the same body look as me. And they're way lighter. And they have a bigger gut. I have, like, less fat on me. So it is what it is. Yes. I have fucking titanium fucking bones and shit. Oh, well, deal with it. All right? I'm a fucking superhero. All right? I wish I was a fucking superhero. You know what fucking sucks? Another thing, you know, as you get older, fucking the wisdom teeth. You young people, get them fucking pulled out when you're young. Just fucking do it. No wisdom comes with them. I have no fucking wisdom. I got nothing. It's just, you know, life experienced. Alright? You don't need your fucking wisdom teeth to be like, oh, you got fucking wisdom. Fucking. Why the fuck did they call it a wisdom tooth? I ain't fucking looking it up either. I ain't looking it up. You know? I'm just gonna pretend that it was back in the day, you know, when we were fucking savages and shit. When we were fucking animals with, you know, basic friggin' tools and shit. You didn't want no one going in there. Like, imagine some, like, old, even like 100 years ago where we were pretty sophisticated as far as what we know as our, as far as our civilization. Our peoples had some decent fucking tools 100 years ago. You know, they had themselves some fucking pliers and shit. But imagine someone going into your fucking mouth with a plier. I'm gonna pull this out. Fuck you. Fuck you. So, that's no way it's happening, right? especially as a young person and shit. So then, you know, as you get older, you're just dealing with it, you know, and then it comes a time in your, I guess, whatever, for me, I'm in my mid-40s, ugh, I'm fucking old. But you get to a point where, you know, at times, you get a little bit of that tooth fucking ache, and it's only on one side for me, you know, and it bothers my fucking gums, and then I lose my appetite. I don't want to eat fucking shit. I don't eat nothing. So then I even lose more weight, you know, so it's a win-win for me. So I got to stop being a fucking pussy about my mouth pain, because I don't fucking feel pain. I don't understand. Everywhere else, I can have slices and cuts. Someone can fucking, you know, stab me and shit. I don't really fucking feel it and shit. Be like, oh, damn, oh, that sucks. Oh, okay. I don't feel shit. But, you know, when it comes over there in your mouth and shit, god damn, you feel that fucking pain. So, stop being a fucking pussy. I'm going to deal with it to lose more weight. And we'll see what happens, you know. I was thinking about getting some of that. What do they call that shit? That Novocaine and shit. You know, they use cocaine for that Novocaine and shit. That's what they use. There's this place in fucking Jersey, right? I mean, I think we all listen to this, right? We all listen to the same shit. All right, but if there's some new listeners, yeah, right. Lucky if I have two people that listen to this one, huh? It'll be a while to get everyone back, huh? All right, whatever, it is what it is. But there's this place in Jersey that imports fucking cocaine and it separates the cocaine, you know, like for the flavoring and whatever shit that Coca-Cola uses, they send that shit to Coca-Cola. And then the cocaine part, you know, whoever's not smuggling some shit out the back door, out the front door, it goes to pharmaceutical companies to make the Novocaine and whatever other canes, all those fucking type of cane shits that numbs you is fucking cocaine. So I'm like, oh shit, should I go get some of that? But then I'm like, nah, I should just go find someone and get some of the real shit and just rub that shit in my gums. I was like, oh, that's a good idea, right? But then I remembered, oh, I'm a fucking older gentleman now, you know, I'm in the fucking, in my mid 40s, middle age. We'll go with that middle age, okay? That's still sucks, man. Fuck. I remembered by my age, all this shit. You know, I mean, I'm eating pretty good, but don't get me wrong. You know, I am a fucking American, so, you know, I have to sneak in some of those fucking burgers and fries at fucking times and some of that pizza. It is what it is. I'm a fucking American and shit, you know? So I gotta act like American. So my grandparents fucking came to this country and shit. I can have a poison burger with poison fries for like $10 and shit. It used to be like $5, but, you know, like now the meal for some reason is like 10, 11 bucks, whatever. I know, inflation, whatever. So I remembered, you know, I can't be doing this cocaine because of my age. I'll have a fucking heart attack and shit. I can't be having that shit in my life. I gotta live fucking long. You know, I got a lot of goals and I got things that I have to do. I have to live even long now because my kid, he's gonna be able to take care of him fucking self. And my oldest is a fucking mope. You know, and I know a lot of oldest are fucking mopes and they want to stay home and all that shit, whatever. Get the fuck out the house already. God damn, man. Oh, my God. Oh, I know, I can't, my wife keeps saying, you can't expect other people to be like you. At work, I get pissed off at people at work because they can't fucking work like me, they can't do what I do. And then my kid is a fucking mopey dope motherfucker. No, I love him, I don't want to say a motherfucker because he ain't fucking no one, you know? So I can't even call him that. That's a disservice to motherfuckers like me, because I'm fucking his mom at least. At least the bill fucking fits, all right? But with him, you know, whatever, he's working, he's going to school, he has his whatever goals that he's not trying hard to do, whatever, you know, I'm trying to be patient. He's young, I guess. I mean, I don't want him to be like I was at his age. At his age, I had him already at 1 year old. I don't want that shit, no. You know, I want to have grandkids, in like 10 years. That'd be nice, you know? It'd be really nice to have one grandkid in 10 years or so. But the way this fucking kid's going, I don't fucking know. I don't know. So, but that's not, you know, it's my youngest who's, it'd be questionable if he could take care of himself. So, I live a lot longer. So, I can't be doing none of that fucking cocaine. So, I don't want to take none of that Novocaine and shit or whatever the shit is. Like, you know, what is it? I don't know. I don't even remember. But, I don't be taking no pharmaceutical drugs. I don't be taking some of that shit. But maybe that Novocaine I might have to slap on there until this goes away. I don't know. I don't, Miss Blue Knots. What? You fucking, you know, you don't got health insurance. You can't fucking afford to go get the fucking wisdom teeth fucking pulled and shit. No. I got health insurance. I pay fucking a lot in health insurance. As a matter of fact, you know, now that my oldest, and my, oh my gosh, it's just such a fucking pain in the ass. Another fucking thing. You know, you pay for your kid's health insurance. You know, now we can do it till he's 27. It's like, fuck, why? I was off my fucking parents' health insurance when I was 18. I don't go to doctors. I don't believe in fucking, I can't say I don't believe in modern medicine. But, you know, the way they're taught is just to push medicine. That's the way I see it. I can be wrong. I know I may be doing some disservice to a lot of fucking doctors that's really, like, doing the real fucking thing. Or I just want to find one that would make me feel, you know, comfortable. You know, same thing with the friggin' dentist. I don't feel like fucking buying his next fucking vacation or fucking boat. I mean, he probably already has a boat. Actually, you know, I feel bad. I might have to maybe get this tooth pulled because the dentist might need some of that fucking gasoline fucking money for the boat because that's just expensive. You know, my pops is probably going to move to friggin' Portugal in the near future. So he's like, you know, getting rid of some things. And he's like, you know, about the boat and shit. He's like, you know, I can't sell it for the price I want for it. No one wants it because of the gas. And, you know, he's like, so I'm going to give it to you. And I'm like, fuck, it's just going to sit there because I'm not going to go out. The fucking gas. The fucking shit. Yeah, I'm going to fucking put $200 in gas to go out for a few hours and catch a fucking $30 fish. They go, you know what I mean? Like, fuck that. You know? There's no appeal to me unless there's some fucking hot bikinis on the fucking boat. I don't fucking care. And, you know, I can't be the creeper checking out all the other boats with the hot bikinis. I can't do it. I don't want to be that person. I mean, I want to do it. I want to look. I want to creep. But I don't want to be that person. So I got to keep that creep in check. So, whatever. Yeah, you know, everyone's living the struggle, you know, I mean, hell, I'm still here on Long Island. Oh, no, watch out. People are fucking getting crazy out here. There have been a lot of accidents today, sorry, I've been on the road. But yeah, that's what's been going on. I've actually been going to the gym, though, you know, because I'm heading out to the family, sorry. We got police officers and accidentes, maybe. I don't know. Everyone's got a fucking rubbernecked emergency service. Oh, shit. A guy is all up in the fucking woods and shit. How the fuck did he get up there? Unless it was an abandoned car. I don't know. Wow. That's, like, really hard to do. I'm sorry. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I was going to the gym and shit, right? I've been going to the gym, but after February, you know, I don't want to be one of those fat fucks going in like, you know, the end of December, January, February. I want to wait till the, the fatsoes are freaking gone. So, you know, I'm going back. It's been since pre-fucking COVID and shit, since the last time I went. And I even checked back on some episodes just to make sure, because I think I was talking about it. I had some photos that everyone knows I don't put photos. I don't do any visuals to this friggin' audio podcast only shit. You know, that's what it means. It's just audio only. Unfortunately, I do it as I take it in. I don't watch YouTube videos. I don't. I don't even have the fucking app on my fucking phone. And that's not a fucking lie. I don't do YouTube. Don't get me wrong, when I want to learn things, I'll pop out my laptop or even on the phone. I'll go through the browser. I'll look on the YouTube for, hey, how do I do this? And I really learned some shit. You know, that's how I don't be calling in no dummies to do any service on my appliances, because I've paid like hundreds of dollars to people that are fucking just looking, you know. I'm sorry, I don't want to be mean, but I'm just calling it as I see it, and they like, so I'm like, I can't be doing this shit. I can't be charged $300 for someone to like, and you know, I gotta order a part and come back days later. Like, it's just a hassle. I don't want to deal with it when I could order from Amazon, get the part in one day and slap it in myself, you know. I don't want to do it. I can't do it. I just can't. I'm done. So, I don't be doing that shit. So, that's why I don't really, even like whatever podcast I listen to, I do it only through audio when I'm at work doing shit. You know, when I'm being busy, you know, I don't be watching that TV. I don't be trying to watch my phone. I mean, I'd be looking on my phone because I'd be trying to do some of my side hustles that way and my hobbies. You know, my hobbies and my investing, and you know, I enjoy sports and shit like that, you know. My collections, I have lots of collections. I've been back to obsessing with my sports cards, collects things like a fucking child. But I do it with my kids, so at least, you know, we do things together. It's been fun. But able to go back to the gym. I wasn't going to the gym with a fucking mask on. I wasn't doing it. I wasn't going to be that fucking asshole that fucking dies choking on a fucking mask. You know, like, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. I fucking go hard to the gym. When I go to the gym, I go hard. I'm a fucking animal. I don't care how fat, how bad out of shape. I'm going to go and fucking do as hard as I can. At my limits, but I'm going to go hard. And that's what I do. I don't give a fuck, you know? And I know everyone says, oh, I go hard, bro. Yeah, okay, whatever, you know? And if that's how you're hearing me say, then whatever to me too. But that's just how I go. You know, I'm going to go and sweat. Like, I don't understand people going to the gym and not getting a sweat. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, you know? There's people, you know, yeah, you're going to work on your physique, your muscles, but they do, like, zero cardio and shit. And it's like, that's very important. We're fucking, you know, our humans, you know, our ancestors were fucking, you know, trotting for miles after friggin' animal and shit. You know, we have it in us. We have endurance. That's something that we have, you know, like when people, you know, we're different from all the other animals because, you know, besides our big brain, you know, we're weak in every other aspect. And like, yeah, you know, but again, our big brains and our endurance is what makes us the top fucking species on the food chain, okay? That's why. I mean, don't get me wrong, no. I am not going to friggin' go up to a fucking gorilla and shit and fucking try to fucking beat his ass. It ain't happening. Hey, fucking a little orangutan. Those little babies will probably fuck me up and shit. You know? Probably. Those motherfuckers are fucking strong and shit. But, you know, as far as us, what our strengths are, you know, besides us being smart, tool making and shit, you know, like I'll make a fucking spear and I'll stab a motherfucker in his fucking gut. Come over here, you little baby orangutan. You trying to fucking get me? I'll fucking stab you in the eyeball and shit. I don't give a fuck, you're a baby. I don't give a fuck. It's the animal kingdom and shit. Our ancestors didn't give a fuck. Now, me personally, yes, I give a fuck. I ain't killing nothing. You know, I'm a fucking, you know, besides a fish, you know, I don't mind killing a fish, man. You know, they don't got them eyebrows. So you don't know, you know, you don't know their facial expressions. You know, you don't know that they're, you know, in pain. Then, you know, fish out of water. Boom. Okay, you know, and, you know, I'll be eating those motherfuckers. But, I, you know, it's really, as I get older, too, I feel more bad. Like, I don't want to go hunting. I don't want to go. I just don't want to go. I'd rather buy my meat. You want to know why? Because I'm a civilized fucking gentleman, and I want to be treated like one. Your buying power is important. So, you know, I spend more on my food, which really nowadays is even more than, we know, you know, I'm feeling the pinch. Everyone's feeling it, you know. But I'm still going to buy the high-quality, farm-raised, local shit, you know, from a farmer, you know, grass-fed, friggin' free-range meat. You know, I do my best. That's where my buying power matters, you know? Because I'm turning into a fucking pussy as far as... No, I'm not turning into a pussy. I shouldn't say that. You know, that's what civilized people do, right? I mean, I don't want to harm animals. And don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. If I didn't have the option, I would be having to acquire my meat somehow. Because I ain't gonna fucking be eating no fucking mealworms and ants and crickets and shit. I ain't going no fucking plants and fucking shit. I ain't doing none of this propaganda bullshit. Y'all can suck fucking nuts with that shit, alright? Alright, I'd be eating my vegetables, you know when? As a side dish. As a fucking salad. Alright, new studies, and you can search this motherfucker right up. New study shows that plant-based diet, eating plants, eating nothing but vegetables and shit, it doesn't do anything to fucking quell cancer. It doesn't do anything to fight cancer. It does zero. Zero, zero, zero. Pew, 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 pew. Zero. You win nothing. Now, you know, there are benefits. Don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, you know, it's not like I'm anti-fucking vegetable. I ain't anti-vegetable. If you're anti-vegetable, you're a fucking psycho too. You know what I mean? You know, there's some people that, you know, I'm just a carnivorous motherfucker. Okay, that's great. Some people have to do it because of, you know, ailments to their skin or whatever, whatever. Because, like, I can't eat spinach. If I eat spinach, I'm going to scratch my skin off. But it's only spinach. I could do every other leafy thing. So, you know, and you try and look that up. Oh, you have psoriasis or whatever that is. You know, that skin shit. I better not have some skin shit. Oh, as I get older, now I'm going to get some skin shit. Shit, fuck, man, I'll never bang a fucking young lady again. Oh my gosh, horrific. Oh, I can't even fucking imagine if I got some skin shit. Oh my god. Ugh. So I was thinking about some guy I used to work with, and he had the worst fucking, like, skin shit on his arms. Oh, so anyway, you know, but I, you know, eating good, it's good for your, you know, there's a lot of research that does show the benefits of plants for your cardiovascular, no, am I saying, no, not cardiovascular, for your blood shit, right, for your blood and your fucking, whatever, you know, I'm sorry, I got distracted, some creep is just driving by staring at me, and I don't like when creeps stare at me. Oh, talk about creeps. Oh, I'll be talking about the gym in a minute. Listen, people, I gotta go ahead into Stop and Shop. I'm a fucking busy motherfucker, even though I'm not working many hours. I have a lot of life shit going on. So, let me run into this motherfucker. Stop and Shop. I gotta get some shit, and I'll be back to talk to you. Alright. Sorry, guys. Yes. I mean, I would take you into the supermarket with me, but man, would I get lots of looks. And there was a couple of cuties. I didn't need those looks. I'm too crazy, right? Okay. So, back to the gym. I haven't gone since before COVID. You know, once the everything was shutting down, you know, or the gyms were shut down, and I go to the fucking gay Planet Fitness, but I don't give a shit. It's not gay. You know, I mean, just because they use, like, hot purple friggin' whatever you want to call it, you know, it doesn't demasculate me, you know, but, you know, it does promote a certain something. So, it does promote a lot of, it doesn't promote, it just attracts, you know, all sorts of people and walks of life, right? So, you know, with all of the mask shit, after they opened, I wasn't going back. Fuck that shit. This guy wants to fucking fuck. He wants to fuck? Alright, I hope. It's not a guy, it's a girl. Relax, I'm not gay. But, yeah, going to the gym. Going to the gym, you would think, you know, how you get all the looks and shit. Oh, all right, anyway. I haven't gone to the gym in 2 years. Over 2 years. 2 years, 2 years, right? When all the COVID stuff happened. And then when the gyms opened, you can go back. There was people at work going back. And I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Well, you know, I don't wear a mask. I ain't wearing a mask, though. So, oh, yeah, but with a mask. I'm like, how are you at the gym wearing a mask? I don't understand that shit. How do you fucking breathe? How do you fucking, how do you do it? How do you do it? Look, I'm gasping for air at times, okay? I'm gasping for air because you want to know why? because I'm pushing myself. Push it to the limit. You know, you ever watch that fucking Scarface and shit? You remember that friggin' song, Push It to the Limit? Yeah, that's me. I'm always pushing it to the limit, all right? If you're not pushing yourself, what's the fucking point? That's just my mentality when it comes to that shit. Of working out. Man, I got a bad mouth, huh? Damn, that's a lot of shits and fucks. All right, well, hey, we're all adults here, right? I hope. Okay. So I wasn't going to be the one at the gym that would, you know, be huffing and puffing and die because I got a mask on or I suck in the fucking mask and then I'm choking on my fucking mask, you know? Like, that's going to be me. Like, I just know it. My luck. The way my luck's been going, that's how it's going to go, you know? I can't be doing it. And I don't be breathing in through my mouth. I breathe in through my nose and I exhale through the mouth on the most part. But at the same time, you know, at times you're going to be gasping, right? So I ain't dealing with that shit. Everyone can fuck off with that shit. Ugh. But, you know, going back to the gym, it does feel good, though. You know, see some of the same people that was there 2 years ago, which, you know, is cool. You know, some of the same workers, you know, some of the same booties, which is nice. You know, that's all nice, right? You know, I mean, you know, it's nice. Some of the booties got fitter. It was like, oh, wow, I remember that. But then there's people that seem like they used to go all the time, but, you know, could be like me, though, you know, where they haven't been back in 2 years, and they look the same, you know, and, you know, I mean, I might be a little bit more heavier than when I used to always go, because I used to always go, so I better not be a fat fuck, but there are people that seem like they always go, and they just look the same. Now, at a certain age, I mean, of course, you know, if you can swing it at one certain look and be, you know, and hold it there, that's great. You know, but some of these people are kind of slobbish, you know, it's like, they're just slobs, you know, so, you know, but there's things that just bother me, you know. I've only been back to the gym for a few weeks now, going on to the third week this week, yeah, so, you know, just recently going back, and things just bother me, you know, like, you can't go to the gym wearing Crocs, all right? Crocs are not fucking shoes as it is. They're fucking slippers, and if you're in the medical field and you're wearing it, you know, I guess that's okay. And I guess if you're a chef, no one sees you and shit, okay, I guess that's okay. Those might be the only exceptions to wearing fucking Crocs, all right? They ain't fucking shoes, all right? And the last thing they are, or the last place they belong in, is at the fucking gym. All right, and if someone's going to walk into it and go into the locker room and change and, okay, how are you on the fucking machines with fucking Crocs on? How the fuck? You ain't working out. What are you, a support? She was with someone else. Maybe she was just like the support pet, the support animal, you know what I mean? I don't fucking know. She had sweats and everything else, but I don't know. Nowadays, kids go to school fucking with pajamas on and shit. I go to the store and fucking people are wearing fucking slippers and fucking pajamas and shit to the store. I don't get it. So maybe it's a thing. I don't know. But in my humble opinion, Crocs don't belong in fucking gym. Fuck that shit. Get the fuck out of here. I'd rather be in fucking socks, all right? Then it'd be like, all right, well, that makes more sense here at the gym and shit, I guess. I don't know. I mean, you know, whatever. It's not good etiquette, but whatever. But you know what else is not good etiquette? Fucking Crocs in the fucking gym. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. That should be in the fucking fuck yous, right? But, you know what? Whatever. Like I said, I'm going to be using the fuck yous that I used, that I said about months ago and shit. Who knows what it's going to be about. I'm not even going to re-listen to it. I'm just going to throw it on because I'm fucking lazy. I don't care. Not good etiquette. Another thing, you know, I know there's a lot of mental health issues and shit like that, and people need to go to the gym. And again, I do know I am subscribed to a ghetto-type gym, you know, but hey. That's my people. I'm from the ghetto and shit. You know, I'm from the hood. So whatever, you know. $10 a month. You can't beat that shit. They got all the machines. They got everything. They got everything I need. They have everything. For $10 a month. You can't go fucking wrong with that shit. You really can't. So they take care of it. They clean. They have the cleaning stations and all that fucking bullshit. What else do you fucking need? Got lots of booty walking around. Oh, the fucking booty walking around. Oh, my God. You know, you don't need nothing. So, you know, it's good. You know, I know it's bootleggers ghetto, so you're going to get all walks of life, right? So, you know, this is where I wish the people that work there would just get engaged a little bit more with some certain people. So people that seem like they have mental health issues. So, you know, when you're improperly using a machine and you're using it way improperly that you look fucking dumb as fuck, you know, and this lady was probably a little bit of both. She probably had problems and she was definitely dumb as fuck, right? And I hate fucking talking like this. Maybe she had a problem. And like I said, got problems. Okay. But I don't give a shit. You know? Again, I'll teach my fucking kid proper. You know, people got to be taught. You know, and that's where the people that work there should help out. So this fucking... whatever, man. Oh, see, this sucks. I'm getting old. I have a heart. My fucking heart's growing. All right, fuck that shit. It's Blue Knot Radio, right? Yeah. So this mongoloid and shit, you know, with that chopped fucking retarded hair and, you know, hops on this machine. There's two of these types of machines and they're not side by side. They're front to back. Not facing each other, but one's facing the other, you know. The one behind's facing the other and shit. They're all facing forward in the gym, rather. So they're stacked that way. And there's only two of these machines. So, you know, they have rowing machines, by the way. So that's why I was a little bit like, okay. Because there's real rowing machines. So she went on this machine that, it's not a rowing machine, but, you know, if you're a fucking child, if you're a fucking idiot, if you're a fucking mongoloid, you can use it like one if you want to play. But it's still, you're not rowing, you're not using your legs, you're not moving your ass. Like, none of that shit is, like, sliding and shit, you know, like, nothing is moving. It's only your fucking arm. So, you know, I use it properly because it even shows pictures of how to use the fucking machine. Hey, mongoloid, this is how you're supposed to use the machine. Now, I wasn't using the machine at first. I was using one next to her because I was using a machine that was not next to her but behind next, like diagonally and shit, so I could see the mongoloid and shit. I was doing a machine with my shoulders, which, you know, hey, I'm doing it. I had a few more reps to go, but I see this fucking thing hop on and starts using it kind of like a rowing machine, but like not like a rowing machine, like, but she's also like kind of pulling all the way back, which you can't go that far back, but you know, she's hyperextending her arms and shit to go all the way back, and now she's like laying on the friggin' chair that she's on. That's a small bench. You really can't be laying on that bitch. So half her body's laying off it. And now she's like backwards, looking like upside down. And like looking, and I'm just like, I can't do this. I cannot sit here and watch this because I'm going to bust out laughing or I'm going to just, like, I couldn't do it. So I stopped my reps. Because I was watching her do this, like, you know, she was using it like a rowing machine, then all of a sudden she would, like, go all the way back and go, I, what the fuck, man? Like, how childs play, but she's older than me, you know? I don't know, whatever. So obviously, she was mental, but whatever. So, but it still bothered me, because she didn't seem mental walking around. It's just when she hopped on the fucking machine, she was stupid, you know? So, she's over here, I don't know what she's doing. As she's going backwards, she's flicking her hair and all sorts of crazy shit. I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it no more. I stopped what I was doing and I went on the machine that was behind her because it's blocking my view. I do multiple sets of a row of machines that just work your upper, your arms, your shoulders, your chest, shit like that, you know. So, you know, I'll be rocking with those things. I just couldn't see her no more. So I just went, cut my fucking set short, went to the machine behind her so I didn't have to see her. Because it was just annoying. And that's where the people that work there should be like, hey, you want a rowing machine? You go over there on the rowing machines. You know, this is how you use this. You know, fucking, you know, and then I'm going through my set. I was waiting for fucking mongoloid lady to fucking finish. And then, you know, as she's leaving, I didn't notice, but she has this giant fucking pocketbook with her. What the fuck do you need at the gym? Working out. Why do you need this giant fucking pocketbook with you? It makes no fucking sense. There's lockers. There's lockers by a dollar. They charge, you know, they have a $1.99 lock. You know, they'll fucking give it to you. Why the fuck do you need a giant pocketbook? Now, I understand. I see some of the ladies coming around with their little pocketbooks. Little, you know, you got your phone or whatever. You got your purse, your keys in there. Okay, I understand. Why do you need the luggage? at the fucking machines, wherever you fucking go. It's a trip hazard and shit sometimes, you fucking mongoloid. Oh my gosh, it pisses me off. Why? What's in there that you need while you're fucking playing with the machines? What the fuck do you need? I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. Oh, it fucking aggravates me every time I see that shit. What the fuck do you need that giant pocketbook with you? You can leave it there with the people at the desk. They're not going to go through it. I don't fucking get it. Oh, fucking, there's a locker room. They'll fucking lock it up. The fuck? Leave it in your car. I saw my, like, she ain't that special because she left in the fucking car. So she ain't that special needs and shit. Lock it in your fucking car. She had a fucking car, a car alarm and shit. I don't get it. Put it in your fucking trunk. We're not even in a high crime area. I don't get it. It fucking really aggravated me. Why am I aggravated? I don't know. Bother me. So now I'm just trying to, like, avoid looking at her so I wouldn't be aggravated. Why am I aggravated? I don't know. I just want humans to act like fucking, I don't know, have common etiquette or just decency to other people. I don't know. I don't know what's missing or why what I expect from fucking people. I don't know what I expect, but I don't know. This shit bothers me. So now I'm fucking, now I'm trying to find something else that's not in line of sight, that I could just work on and shit. I'm working on my core and shit, Well, not really. I'm just doing cardio and light weights, high reps, because I got to lose more weight. I still got a gut I got to lose, so. It's gotta go. So I'm walking around checking some shit out, and then I'm a creep. So I'm a guy. No, I'm a creep. Okay, I'm a guy creep. Yeah, it's all. I'm a straight man. I'm a creep. Okay. So it was a hottie. She's on the fucking treadmill, right? And I want to see some jigglies and shit. It's nice. I want to see something jiggle and shit. It feeds the soul, that eye candy. It feeds that soul. So, but. She's talking. I didn't, realize it, but she has the phone up to her, the phone call, and then she's on the treadmill, but now she's just, walking and shit, right? And, you're walking and shit. But you could do that outside, walking on the phone, right? So, but whatever. I'm not saying nothing. Hey, you gotta take a quick phone call and shit. I take quick phone calls and shit. If I'm at the gym, that's important, which, there's not many important phone calls that people don't call me. So, if my wife calls me, I gotta pick it up. It's a problem. Same thing with my kids. Other than that, whatever. So, she's on there for a good 20, 25 minutes just walking and talking, but the phone to her head, and it's whatever, you want to walk, she's hot, so whatever, she don't need to fucking lose weight, she's just staying fit, I guess, whatever, do your thing, wasting time, fucking whatever, maybe she's fucking getting that eye candy, who fucking knows, I don't know nothing, right? So, but she's all been, it was like 20 minutes with the phone to her head. And all I can think about is you never heard of the fucking, radiation poisoning and all that shit that's just not good for you? It's not good for you. What are you doing? On the treadmill, doing nothing. You're even walking. You're not doing nothing. You're not even walking up a sweat. You're doing nothing. You're doing nothing. But she gets a little bit of the buy, the little pass, because she is hot. So it's like, all right, well, at least she knows what she's doing. At least, she got that good gene. She got to keep it up. Unlike the beast that was next to her. Oh, my gosh. So next to the treadmill, there was this beast. Maybe she was her also emotional support animal. I keep forgetting about this emotional support animals that we could fucking be joining other fucking people. But I didn't know if they were hanging out together. No, that's not true. The hottie left with a guy. So this fat beast that was next to her, maybe she was just trying to get the aura of the hotness. But there's these, I guess, arm machine. I don't know what the fuck they are. You sit down and you just twirl your fucking arms, right? I don't know, right? And this is a beast. Now, big people. All right, whatever. Oh, you should be compassionate. At least you're doing something. Dude, she should be home at least fucking jerking off her man. She'd get more fucking... Oh, I don't know if she has a man. Fat. She has at least some black guys fucking trying to fuck her, right? So she could be doing something that's more... It would be more vigorous, more of a vigorous fucking workout than what she was doing. She was doing nothing. She was sitting there watching the fucking television and just fucking moving her arms. Big people, it's nice that they're just doing something. I guess it's better than fucking shoveling fucking food in her mouth, I guess. But she's doing nothing. Just watching TV, fucking just moving arms. Go fucking, go, like I said, go do something. Go fucking jerk someone off. You fucking get more of a workout that way. And, you know, you're doing someone else a fucking favor. You know, you're giving someone some stress relief and shit. I just can't take it. People that sit there and do nothing at the gym. Like, you know, I'm trying to work on my, you know, I don't know. People, I don't, unfortunately, I'm watching everyone. I don't know if people are watching. But, you know, it's the gym. Everyone watches everyone, right? So this fucking douchebag, you know, and you know it. You know, everyone knows it. It's the one machine there that everyone wants to use. And there's this fucking douchebag. I'm doing my sets, you know, but he's on his fucking phone most of the time. He's on his phone resting more times in between his fucking 10 sets. 10 sets of fucking arm curls, and then he fucking sits there for 3 minutes on his fucking phone taking a picture. Oh, I'm at the gym. Fuck you. Fuck you, asshole. Fuck you. Get the stepping and shit. Oh, it's so annoying. It's so fucking annoying. Ugh. Ugh. You know, and then people at the gym still wearing masks. You ain't doing nothing. And then the people that are doing cardio shit, they're on the, like, the elliptical and shit with a mask on, and they're all red. I'm like, man, I'm going to start taking bets. This person's going to drop off a heart attack. So now I'm just watching, like, what people are going to fucking faint and die and shit at the fucking gym wearing a mask and shit, trying to go hard, assholes. You know, and then there's other fucking dicks. You know what? Another no at the gym. You want to know another no at the gym? Nose. Anything that has to do with your nose. No nose stuff. You don't go fucking picking your nose, one thing. One guy. So I'm picking his fucking nose. And then at another time, same fucking guy with his nose fucking play. Now he's sniffing his fucking fingers. What the fuck? I spend like $50 on these like batting gloves that don't rip, that I take to the gym so they don't rip, because I don't want to be fucking touching shit because of these people that's sniffing his fingers after use of a fucking machine or whatever the fuck he was doing. Maybe he was scratching his asshole and now he's fucking sniffing his fingers. He's picking his nose and sniffing his fucking fingers. What the fuck? You can't do that shit at the gym. I'm watching. Ah, I get so disgusted. Yeah, maybe I should go to a better gym. I know. It's my fault. It's my fault. I know. And you know what, ladies? Just stop. You can't have those booty huggers. You go into the gym with these fine-ass booty huggers and shit, but then you have grandma fucking panties on. You can't be doing that shit. You can't do that to us guys. You can't do that to us fucking guys. No one wants to see that shit. No one wants to see that shit. No one wants to see no fucking grandma pants. You're wearing booty huggers for a reason. If you don't want no one to be seeing your fine-ass booty that's so voluptuous and nice, then you would wear sweatpants, like every other fucking person that doesn't want to be fucking, you know, eye-raped and ogled, okay? Okay, that's, you know, that's what you do, all right? But if you're wearing booty huggers and shit, those fucking TikTok fucking pants or whatever the fuck they called, I'm going to look, especially when it's a nice fucking ass, because that's why you're wearing it, but then you got fucking grandma panties underneath. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh, it's a turn-off and shit. No one wants to see that shit. I'm trying to look like camel toe, not Grammy fucking panties and shit. Ugh. Oh, shit. Yeah, whatever. Well, but that's what I've been up to, man. You know, I'm done with the fucking crazy work, so now I can start being happy again, living a life. I'll be doing these again, be bringing this back. I'll be bringing back my fucking Wake and Bake in the Morning soon. Yeah, why not? I didn't go away from not being on social media anywhere else. My one account on Twitter, then I have like a sports account, collectible account that I'm not telling you motherfuckers what it is. Fuck that shit. That's for me to have a normal life. But my Blue Knots Twitter account, I've been quiet, you know, I've been trying to stay off of, like, shit for now. I don't want to know what's going on in the world, but there are stuff I do want to talk about, but I'm going to save that for the Wake and Bake in the Morning, so, you know, wherever you're getting this, you'll be able to get the Wake and Bake in the Morning. Subscribe to both of them, please, if you've unsubscribed or whatever, or, hey, I'm back. I don't know how frequent I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to do this once a week like I used to. I'm feeling more happy. You know, starting to come back around to my normal self. So, I'm back. Thank you so much. This top 5 fuck yous that's coming up, I recorded it in January. I'm not going to play the episode prior that I recorded to the top five fuck yous. I'm just going to cut it and paste it onto this. So thank you all for listening. Until next time, you know, ciao for now. And enjoy the top five fuck yous. Everyone's favorite. It's that fucking time. The top five fuck yous. The top five fuck yous has been brought to you by Marijuana. Get it in you. All right. Fuck you, number five. We'll go to... Oh, yeah. 7-Eleven. Now... Oh, excuse me. I switched up my coffee consumption location. Since it's cold out, I'm not really enjoying that Dunkin' Donuts over there by the friggin' college, you know, because it's cold, you know, all the hotties are friggin' covering up, everyone with their fucking dumb masks because, you know, they're in these fucking institutions of fucking, well, whatever. Whatever. Anyway, you know how I feel. So, you know, and the coffee hasn't been that good because these new people suck. There's like a lot going on at my favorite Dunkin' Donuts for like the, you know, I've been going there, what, for 7 years now? Holy shit. Even a little bit longer, maybe, I think. But anyway, you know, I had to stop. So then, you know, I tried the 7-Eleven coffee, the Colombian. No, someone brought me a Colombian Select or whatever it is. 7 Select Colombian. They brought it to me because I was talking shit, and they're like, no, it's really good coffee. Especially, I do like Colombian coffee, but, you know, finding good Colombian coffee nowadays, it's not easy anymore because everything sucks. But, lo and behold, the kid brings me some Colombian coffee. I got a little bit of that almond milk always. I know, queer, whatever. I know, Lobo, I know, but... Fuck, man, I do like me a little bit of almond milk in my coffee. It really is amazing. And no sugar, no nothing else. Oh, just let it slide, Lobo, okay? I know, trust me, I know. I make fun of myself every day. I loved it. So then I started going to the 7-Eleven by me. And oh my gosh, man, yeah, I'm not seeing hotties, but the entertainment is amazing. Amazing the walks of life that comes in, you know, like I will not get enough of seeing this crackhead lady come in, you know, she's missing fucking teeth, fucking just fits the bill of a classic crackhead, white crackhead, you know, fits the fucking bill to a T. Like I felt like I was in the 90s, in the 80s, late 80s, or early 90s, really, when I knew that was what a crackhead was. I mean, I'm not that old. I'm old, of course, mid-40s. I graduated in 95, but, I mean, it just brought me back to those days, you know, holy shit, man, back to the 90s and shit. So, this lady comes in, you know, she's putting on her mask, you know, she puts on a mask to go buy a pack of Camel Crushes, like, every fucking day. At the same time, I'm getting my coffee. I mean, and it's always a wreck with her, whatever's going on in the life, and oh my gosh, you know, and it's funny because 7-Eleven dude, he knows, he's like, oh, it's always something with her to get her package, and there's always deals going on because she has to have enough money to get her Camel Crushes, her package, and like a meal, because she only eats once a day, because that's all she has to eat, you know, I mean, you know, when you're doing fucking crack, you don't want to eat, and looking at her, her money's going to fucking crack, and Camel Crushes and shit, but it's always like a story. I had to go to the corner, and the guy put it in the wrong mailbox, and then I had to go to the wrong freaking apartment to get it, and, you know, and then they thought I was stealing mail, I mean, it's just crazy. Every day is just like an adventure for this fucking lady. So she's having an adventure fucking every day, you know? Then you have the friggin', you know, it's fucking freezing as fuck. You know, I hate these fucking people that come in with shorts and fucking flip-flops on a fucking freezing cold fucking day. And shit, I just absolutely fucking hate these fucking fat fucking messes and shit, you know? Let me put on a mask for my health. And, you know, yeah, to go get a 40-ounce of fucking Big Gulp soda. You know, I'm over there getting my friggin' coffee, and I hear clickety-clack, Wait, I can't do it. That's the fucking fatso fucking stepping. Sorry, I don't have fucking sound effects here. I'm in the car. Yeah, now I'm driving to the fucking Timbuktu over here. So, you know, I hear... That's the soda fountain. Fucking him putting his fucking Coca-Cola in his fucking big gulp shit. For my health, no! Oh, I can't. But, it's just funny seeing this shit because that's... when I start to believe that it's like, oh yeah. You know, what's that term? Mass psychosis, whatever it is. Yeah, whatever that fucking shit is. Yeah, that's what the fuck's going on. These people are addicted to fucking addiction. It's just, it's an addiction and shit. And who am I to talk? Hold on. There's a fucking police precinct right here. So I got two addictions right here. Hold on, I got my coffee. Fucking good. And then here we go. So I had to make sure I was doing it while I was passing the fucking police station because fuck the fucking system, right? So, you know, you want to talk about addictions, I know. But I'm a functional, what do you say? Yeah, see, no. I'm not even functional. I can't fucking talk. But, you know, I'm a functional fucking stoner at least. You know what I mean? At the very least. So why does the fuck you go to 7-Eleven when you enjoying the people watching with the crackheads and the fatsos, all the things that irritate you, but you're enjoying it for some reason? It's good coffee, that's for damn sure, I gotta say. There's two 7-Elevens that, one by my job, one right next to my house, has always the fresh, awesome fucking Colombian coffee that I just like. I absolutely love it. So, why is there a fuck you to the 7-Eleven? Why not fuck you to you? Well, there's always a fuck you to me, but in this case, 7-Eleven is because, like, you know, I'm just leaving, and I'm watching this guy dump about $400, alright, maybe in 7-Eleven prices. Now, if they were selling it, we'll just cut that in half. I'll say about $200 in fucking food they're throwing out. And it's not real food, you know, it's their pizza and their wings and all that shit that fucking anyone with a brain is not going to eat it and be like, oh, I'm going to go eat some food right now. You know, I mean, it's good for the crackheads, you know. I felt bad for the crackhead one lady because that crackhead, the Camel Crush fucking crackhead lady, you know, she was trying to get herself some wings. I was there one night. It's the one near my house, so yeah, I've been going there more frequently because of the coffee. And, you know, I don't have a good coffee maker at home. You know, if I had a good one, I wouldn't be going out. But, you know, whatever, I support my 7-Eleven duties anyway, you know. I love my 7-Eleven guys, you know. I have a good, you know, we always talking bullshit, you know. They know I work my ass off, so they respect me because I work my ass off as many hours as they do. You know, some of them don't be doing that 16, 18-hour shit. I can't be doing that shit. But, not like I haven't done that either, you know. So, why, again, they're throwing out all this food. Why, you know, it's like, fucking, there's people, like I was saying, that crackhead, like, you know, she was like 27 cents short to get herself, like, two friggin' chicken wings and her Camel Clutch, you know, and I gave her $1. I'm like, hey, here, no big deal. Like, you know, I thought she was gonna cry. I got a heart. Unfortunately, I got a heart. So, you know, I was like, hey, I got it, you know, here, you know, I gave her $1 and shit. She's like, I give you the change. I'm like, nah, just use it for tomorrow. Oh, God bless you. You know, she wanted to, like, I'm like, you know, she wanted to give, like, a hug. No. Don't, you know, I'm just like, don't touch me. I don't like to be touched. You know, unless you're a fucking 8 or over. Nah, who am I kidding? If you're, like, a 6.5 and over, you can come to fucking touch me. But, like, you know, rub up on me with those fucking, you know, those lady bumps, you know. But that's about it. But anyway. I felt bad. So, 7-Eleven, fucking instead of throwing that shit out, you know, and I know you're not going to probably sell it, but just give it away, man. Cook it up. Set a stand up there for the fucking homeless people out there and shit. You know? You know, there's people out there that is going to take this fucking fake food and fucking, yeah. And then, you know, and I understand in the corporate world, but then everyone's just going to wait for when we throw it out. Yeah, but it's like, you know, a day after sell. You can't sell it. Fucking do some good community work, you know? Because you know what you're going to get from these homeless people too, though? They'll fucking clean the area. They'll watch over you and shit. You know, yeah, you don't want them hanging around and shit. Of course not. It's not good for business either. But there is a symbiotic relationship to doing good deeds. There is a good mojo thing, fucking energy. There's the karma, the yin-yang, whatever. There's just some good that is going to come out of it. Listen, maybe you don't give it away right there. Maybe you friggin' take it down the block and set up a fucking food stand. I don't fucking know. I don't know. Do something with that shit, you know? Besides throwing it out. It really, really hurt. It hurt my fucking feelings. And that's why 7-Eleven is on the number 5. I mean, like, they could be number 1 right there, too. But I understand business. I do understand a lot of, like, not that I understand it. I do know what the thought process. I've been in corporate world for fucking ever, you know, in the food business, in the past and shit. I know. But whenever it was up to me, food did not get thrown out. It got cooked and got sent. I didn't give a shit. If I did it my fucking self, I didn't give a fuck. Just, you know, those little good fucking deeds. I mean, you know, if so that's why fuck you number 5 goes to 7-Eleven. Fuck you. I'm going to go there and I'm going to get me my Colombian coffee. I'm going to get my 2 bananas for $1. It's a fucking paradise for Lobo. Lobo's like, 2 bananas for $1? Yeah, but it's not the same way where you are in, you know, the other side of the planet and that part of the Asia and shit. 2 bananas for $1 don't mean the same, Mr. Lobo, you know, but the idea, yes, you'd be in fucking heaven, you know, thank heaven for 7-Eleven, oh, I can't imagine how it would be, you know, in that side of the world for you, oh, but anyway, that's all I do. I get my coffee, I get my 2 bananas for $1, maybe sometimes I have to get an emergency Visine, maybe once in a while I'll go get me a lighter, you know, because I need a lighter to smoke my marijuana, you know what I mean? So, that's it, everything else is fucking poison. You know how I feel, if it comes in a package, it's fucking poison on the most part, you know, like 99.9% of the fucking time, right? So, that's it, but I do appreciate the people watching, I do appreciate the amusement, I love it, you know, I love my 7-Eleven duty, Nizir, you know, this guy Nizir, right, yo, I'm going to tell you about a little bit about 7-Eleven, right? So when my parents moved to Long Island in 1985, holy shit, I was like 9 years old, right? So I remember riding my bike. Now, I can't imagine letting my kids ride the bike down the block, pass down a block at 9 years old and shit, you know? But I was doing that shit when I was 4 and 5 years old. I mean, taking treks, like miles and miles and shit. You know, it's just like, yeah, whatever, bye. You know, like, way different mentality. At least because, I guess, I don't know. My parents always lived in the suburbs. Never lived out in the country and shit. So it's like, whatever, right? So I would take my bike. Right, so when we first moved to Long Island, we lived in this one. When they first moved, we had like, I don't know if it was for a year. We lived in an apartment first, and then they bought a house. You know, they had the so funny. Well, we had to learn the area and everything like that, and then they fucking picked the hood. They fucking picked Brentwood, and Brentwood ain't the same as fucking California Brentwood. No, it's the 100% opposite, a complete 180. It's the fucking hood. It was the whole thing. In the national news years ago with the MS-13, when they found bodies when they were cleaning up this fucking area and shit over there by the old Pilgrim State, they found bodies and all shit. No shit, we all fucking knew that. We knew that for years, but then, you know, when I was a kid, we knew nothing. We only went over there to go dirt bike riding and fucking dump fucking stolen cars. But anyway, allegedly, right? So not me, you know, other people, you know, not me, I just went along for the ride and shit, you know what I mean? You know, it was like, oh my god, that's a fast car, okay, we're gonna dump it, oh, Pilgrim State, where the bodies are, oh, okay, allegedly, right? So anyway, I remember taking my bike and riding my bike out to the 7-Eleven, right? And which is funny, because I really didn't think about it too much, but I live close to where my parents first friggin' moved over here. Like, I'm back in that town and shit. Well, not really that town. Technically, it's another town, because the town line's right there, so I'm on, like, the better part, you know? I'm on the better side of the tracks, you know? But the 7-Eleven is right there still, you know? It's just on the other side. Whatever, anyway. You know, it's like, picture a main road. One side is, like, the hood side. The other side is the nice side, you know? So I would ride my bike up there, which definitely was about a mile. At the very least, at 9 years old, that's a trek going around. And, you know, it's just streets. It's streets and traffic. And at the 7-Eleven, at that time, you know, arcades were big back in the 80s. So the 7-Elevens always had like 3 or 4 arcade games in the corner or in this little booth. You know, and now, well, now it's whatever. What would it be now? Oh, no, they blew it all open. So it'd be like where the ATM is now and actually where the coffee is now. Oh, that's so funny, man. I never thought about it, but my ambience was in that same spot as a kid. Now that I get a coffee where I would play this fucking a couple of games and shit, like RC Pro-Am. And was it RC Pro-Am? No, that was Nintendo. Fuck, I can't remember these arcade games. But anywho, the point is that back in those days, there was a young teenage kid that the father was like the GM of the local the local 7-Elevens, and that was one of them. And this kid worked there. His name is Nizer. He's about 10 years older than me, I would say, because he was a teenager at that time. So I would say he's 8 to 10 years. He's from Afghanistan, but he'd lived here at least since he was like, I think, 12 or something like that, right? Which I remember, you know, talking to him back in those, like, he was nice, so he would talk to me, oh, you like arcade, and he would tell me about the secrets in the game, and blah, 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 you know, and then, you know, things with my parents, because my parents were immigrants, and, you know, he was an immigrant, and we would talk, and I was a kid, 10, you know, it was 9 going on to 10, because we were there about a year, and I would always go to the 7-Eleven to, you know, at first it was alone, because I just moved there, didn't have friends, and it was like the 7-Eleven and the mall to the arcade. I would get my little soda pop, you know, and it was like, you know, the Slurpee and shit, you know, or the Hush Puppies or whatever the fuck it was, the frozen flavored drinks, you know. I guess it was the Slurpee for 7-Eleven, right? So, wow, I just got passed by a pink fucking Prius. Wow. All right, well, I ain't racing, but damn, I just feel demasculated right there. So, Nizer, I remember that as a kid. Then we moved, and then I would only stop by there like 6 years later after I got my 6 years, 5 years when I started driving and shit. I would go there a lot, you know, and I would see Nizer. You know, and, you know, years later when I bought my house and all that, 20-something years ago, he now owns that 7-Eleven. He's the owner of that 7-Eleven. So I've known this guy for fucking ever. You know, and for a while, I didn't go there to get coffee and shit, but I would go there, you know, my kids needed something, I needed something, I would see them, you know, and that's it, but I don't see them too often. What's the point I was making here? Oh, yeah, that's the point of fucking 7-Eleven. Like, not even fuck you to this 7-Eleven. Like, I love my 7-Eleven. I love my fucking Nizer and shit, you know, and he don't even really work, but all of his duties, you know, all of his guys, his, you know, his Middle Eastern boys over there, they'd be putting in mad hours. And he opened up another 7-Eleven not too far away, and one of the guys went over there, and I go there sometimes to just, you know, just to switch it up, you know, but the fuck you is not to him. It's not to those 7-Elevens. You know, the fuck you really is to 7-Eleven Corporation and to all the companies that is throwing out freaking food at the expiration, man. Just cook it up and give it away. I know. But you know what? People ain't buying that fake food anyway. People that are buying it are buying it. You know what I mean? Oh, so it just hurts my heart. You know, it just does. So, fuck you, number 5 just goes to that. This hit does not go to you, 7-Eleven. Give it to the fucking poor! And it's fucking poison. I mean, deep down, you know, if you're not really liking the fucking... the homeless, fucking give them the poison. You know, they'll get... you set them on their way faster. That's horrible. That's horrible. I'm sorry. That's fucked up, but the truth. You know, if that's all they eat. Like, you know, I was over there at the fucking... at the Home Depot, and it was a veteran. You know, he's like, oh, you know, I'm a veteran. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I'm just hungry. Do you have any change or anything? I'm like, dude, I went in my pocket. I had like 2 singles and a quarter, you know, and I was right coming out of my car. And I'm like, oh, and I got a banana, you know. And most homeless guys, they don't want that fucking banana and shit. They get fucking, they're like, nah, I don't need fucking bananas. I'm like, motherfucker, you're hungry. Eat the fucking banana. I'm giving you $2 a quarter and a fucking banana. You know what I mean? Again. Again, Lobo would be so happy if someone gave him $2 and a quarter and a banana. You know? The metaphoric fucking banana. Because the guy's fucking horny, you know? The guy needs some action, you know? He'll just take it any way he can. I feel bad, you know? But anyway. The fucking guy was so happy. He was eating the banana and all that. Oh, it just made me fucking happy, you know? Fuck, you know? I wish a lady'd be happy if I gave her my fucking banana like that, you know? Besides, you know, my wife hasn't been happy lately. No, only when she needs it. My wife fucking uses me. You know what I am? You know what I am? I'm a fucking... oh, I'm a husband. I forgot. Forget it. You know? I'm just a paycheck and a fucking dick and a fucking mouth. That's it. Fuck. Whatever. At least I got that. You know? All right. Moving on. All right, how about a throw a little change up here, and we'll do like an anti-fuck you. You know, we'll do like a hero. You know, like most society would be like, oh, fuck you, but this guy is like a hero and shit to like homeless people. Fuck, if I ever get homeless, I aspire to be like this guy. Fuck, it's hot all of a sudden. Damn. So, this homeless guy, right? Steals an ambulance. Steals an ambulance, right? The fucking gall of him. Maybe he has to go to the hospital. It's an emergency. Maybe, you know, he's crazy and shit like that. No. This guy stole an ambulance. I think this was in fucking Canada, too, which is, you know, to me, like, I don't even understand. Like, this guy must have been vaccinated, fucking wearing a triple mask and everything, but he fucking stole an ambulance to go to a strip club. It's like, god damn. You know, I didn't know homeless people could go to the fucking strip club too. Like, wow. Look, he even made it inside, but then the cops got him and shit. Like, holy shit, this guy's my fucking hero and shit. Like, if I ever fucking become homeless and shit, I'm gonna be like, man, this guy was a legend and shit. You know what I mean? Like, this guy fucking he fucking begged and got enough money. He survives and got enough money to say, fuck it, I'm going to a strip club and shit. Like, damn. The balls on that fucking guy, right? Oh, I love it. I love it. He's definitely crazy. Yes, yes, definitely fucking nuts. But if I ever become a crazy homeless person, I'm going to try to remember that. Funds. But I ain't doing that shit. I'm going to a fucking brothel and shit. Fuck that shit. I'm going to steal an ambulance, go to a fucking brothel, fucking shower, and fucking fuck. You know, I don't know. Strip clubs just make me sad. But fuck you number four goes to the cops and to the fucking system for fucking arresting that fucking poor man. That fucking guy had ambitions. That guy had fucking goals. He had goals. The guy's fucking homeless. He ain't trying to get a fucking home, and he lives in Canada and shit. So you know that bitch is fucking cold up there and shit. More than it's not. It's more cold than it's not. And this motherfucker, his goals, his ambitions. It's like, I wanted to go to a strip club one last time. And he was like, fuck that. I ain't walking there. I don't even have enough to call an Uber. I mean, I'm homeless, you know, I don't know how this shit works, right? Like, I don't know, like, I've seen some homeless with fucking phones, but, you know, I don't know how that shit works. You know, I don't know if they're fucking plants, you know, I don't know if they pretend, I don't know if, you know, they just got one of those cricket plants for $20 a month because, You know, hey, you gotta have your fucking, gotta have your 5G and shit. Oh, okay, fine, sorry, man, you know. He's like, you know, hey, how am I gonna get my Venmo? You can Venmo me a dollar. Okay, I don't know what that is. And I run and shit, because now I think he wants to give me some kind of STD and shit. I don't fucking know. I don't want to know nothing. So, but this fucking guy, his ambitions and goals was to go to a fucking strip club. And he gets fucking cock-blocked by the fucking man. So this hit does not go out to the fucking cops, the system, or the man for fucking blocking this guy's fucking goal. And he reached it. He was there. He was almost going to get a fucking maybe hard-on. Maybe get a lap dance. Like, he just wanted a fucking lap dance. And get a fucking maybe squeeze. Like, get a squeeze of a tit and get thrown out. Like, that's all he wanted and shit. So this hit does not go out to the system, those cops, the fucking narc fucking ambulance. He didn't crash the ambulance into anything. You know, yeah, they were inconvenienced. Maybe if there was an emergency, maybe, you know, I would understand, you know, someone died on me. But everything was okay. So let the fucking guy go. He's homeless. Well, you know, what are you going to do? Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, you're going to imprison him, and then he gets to eat and everything. Oh, you just did him a favor. Okay, whatever. Anyway, holy shit, that guy's doing 100. Sorry, excuse me. You know, when people pass at you at that force, you just feel it and get sucked into that stream for a second. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for that shit. I didn't even see it coming. But yeah. So this hit does not go out to them. And my anti-hero, I didn't get his name, but he's a legend. Fucking legend. Fuck you, number three. Oh, yeah, it goes to people that don't listen. Anyway, this comes to the trading and shit, you know? Thank goodness, as far as I understood, no one took any of my advice as far as, you know, buying certain things. You know, I mean, I stand packed on, you know, I'm buying Dragon and Waves, a few other little things, Loop, there was one more fucking thing, no, not Loop Ring, there was something else, and it's not Loops, it's something fucking else, fuck, I don't have it in front of me. Anyway, I'm still buying a little bit of shit here and there, right? But, you know, not as much, because, you know, doing my hobbies, my sports cards, and, you know, this month, you know, buying more ammo, that's this month's hobby. But trust me, I'm not going to be posting, you know, a lot of ammo pictures because, you know, I don't want to be also on those lists. You know, I'm sure the government has me on a whole bunch of fucking different lists. I don't want to be one of those on that list, too. I don't need to be on all these lists, right? But the fuck you goes to the people. There was one thing that I told people. You know, whether it was on Twitter, whether it's on, you know, emails, whatever, market cap. Don't go buying shit that has no volume and, you know, and you have to go buy market cap. You know, I'm sorry. You can't go, you know, buying something that's valued the same as Tesla and think that, you know, and it does nothing. It's just a fucking bullshit fucking, it's a bullshit thing. Like, it's a digital asset. You have a digital asset that does what? What's his purpose? Oh, it's like a meme coin. Like what Dogecoin does. It's a meme coin. Okay, whatever. I don't be buying that shit. You know, if you're looking to friggin', you know, it's like the lottery. You gotta get lucky and all this fucking bullshit and all that, yes. You know, I mean, if you do your due diligence, you can make a lot of money in crypto just like you can in stocks, just like you can in friggin' Forex, you know. Just like anything else, sports cards, you know, there's people that I don't be doing sports cards the way these people be doing it. You know, they have it, they do it like a stock market and shit. You know, I'm a collector, you know, whatever. I get rid of cards too, ones that I don't give a shit about just to buy more. Yeah, I'm like, oh shit, I got like 10,000 cards that I could sell because I don't give a fucking big rat's ass about them at all, you know? So, and I'll just let me buy things that I like. Fuck it. And have fun, you know? I'll go buy a box of something and open it up and, you know, get that a little fucking dopamine fucking drip. Because I don't like going to casinos. I don't fucking do any of that bullshit. You know, like New York. I had so many people at work. Be like, oh, look, DraftKings and everything in New York. The sports book now. Now we can bet. Oh, $3,000. Oh, yeah. I don't want none of it. You know, that's all fucking poison, all that shit. You know, don't get me wrong. I like to play me some things. I like to, you know, play around, but I don't get, like, obsessed, you know? You know, I'll throw in some shit, play around, you know, and that's that. Anyway, so there was one thing that, there was two things, market cap and volume. If there's no fucking volume and something's worth something, then is it really? Because what is it fucking worth, you know? If no one's buying that fucking shit and everyone's got a bunch of friggin' cells up and you're just going to dump into the cells, you know, which is making the value lower because you're just buying lower and lower if you're dumping on fucking, you know, on all those sell orders and shit. And that's why I always told fucking people, look at the market cap. Market cap? Yeah. Look at the market cap. How's the volume? You know, is there more sells than buys? You know, what's the pressure like? You know, there's factors, of course. But if it ain't, you know, sorry. Well, what does Bitcoin do? This thing does the time. Well, look what Ethereum does. Yeah, everyone is on fucking Ethereum. But look how they rape everyone with the fucking gas fees. They should have been on ETH 2.0 a long fucking time ago. But they're not, because you know how much fucking money the miners are making? Come on, man. And it's an ecosystem. It's an ecosystem. Well, I wouldn't fucking change it until no one's using it again. Then I would change it, because you already have, not like when there's absolutely no one using it, but, you know, when you start seeing the mass exodus and shit. But guess what? It's still the primary friggin' smart contract friggin' utility platform. And there's so many better. Like, I tell you, buy Waves. I love Waves. Waves does have organic growth within the system, and even within some government systems, whatever. It's being used. It's an open source platform. You can see everything. So no one's, you know, it's not like, oh my God, Russia's into it. Oh, forget it. It's manipulated. It's open source. And it is a ledger. So you see everything. So I don't know what you're talking about. I actually wish all the governments would be on some kind of open source public ledger, not on something that they control, you know. But anyway, that's a whole different story. But the fuck you is to the people that just don't listen, not don't listen, that just don't believe me in certain things. I didn't, you know, do your own research and everything like that, but use certain tools. And at the end of the day, market cap is everything. Yeah, I'm going to try to pretend I'm not throwing in edit and re-recording. So, yeah, this hit does not go out to you fuckers that don't listen. Listen to what other people say if they have experience. I'm not saying do everything they say. All I'm saying is take it into consideration. If someone's been fucking trading since 2013, fucking shit coins and fucking Bitcoin and fucking all sorts of shit, listen. God damn. So this hit does not go out to you. So magically, my bowl now has a new strain called Formula One. It's just magic. I don't know what happens, you know? It's like, you know, 1 minute I'm recording and, you know, another day I got a different background sound in the back and, you know, smoking a whole different strain out of a whole different pipe. And then all of a sudden, like magic, I got my little black stubby. That's what I call this pipe, my little black stubby. And I got me some Formula One. This F1 hits. On the most part, it don't make me cough. But, you know, bitch lungs over here, you know? If there's just a little fog in the air, I'm going to fucking cough, you know? I don't know how that works, you know? I got that iron lung, but not really. All right, so what number am I up to? What are we up to? All right. I got a fuck you number two goes out to this dude out in, we could play two games in one. We could do the fuck you and we could do Guess the State. Oh, shit, we haven't done Guess the State in a damn long time. All right, but this one's not, like, that funny, whatever. You know me, you know, I just find things interesting. So I found this interesting. This fucking guy, this nut job, this fucking crazy person goes and kills a couple of people. You know, he outs a few people, does that murder, you know, something that mankind has been doing forever. They've been doing that murdering because, you know, there is just a percentage of people that, I guess, don't value life, don't fucking care, you know? I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. You get old Mr. Balloon Knots back in the corner, you know, the family's involved, lives are at stake, even safety's at stake, you know? Mr. Balloon Knots gonna have to take care of things, you know? But that's like the extreme, you know? Listen, I got two fists, you know, I'm ready to scrap. I got a mouth. I'll do that old the way the rest of the animal kingdom. Yo, the rest of the animal kingdom, let's say like 99.9% of the animal kingdom, they be fighting with their mouths and shit. And people be like, oh, you bite? That's dirty. Fuck that shit dirty. We're fighting. I'm going to beat your ass. And if you got a little bit of the upper hand, then guess what? Mr. Bloom's going to get that out. I don't give a fuck. I will fucking poke your eyes. I will grab a handful of ball sack. I don't give a shit. I'll fucking grab your fucking wiener, and I'll make balloon animals out that bitch. I don't give a fuck. In a fight, that shit ain't gay. That shit ain't gay. Even Lobo is like, yeah, sucking dick during fucking a fight. That ain't gay. So I don't know. I mean, like, you know, listen, Lobo knows some of that ancient Chinese secret fucking, what does he do? I know he'd be scrapping, you know, because he's out there in the middle of nowhere. He's like that big, white, friggin' gorgeous man in the middle of fucking nowhere in Asia somewhere and shit. And you know, he'd be getting that ancient Chinese secret technique and shit, you know? And, I don't know, one of them is fucking blowing guys during a fucking fight. I guess it works because he's undefeated. I know that. Lobo is undefeated in all battles. Except trash talking with me. So, what was I saying? So, this fucking guy, this crazy guy goes and murders people. You know, because I, if I hold a grudge, I ain't looking to fucking murder you, you know. You know what I do if I hold a grudge on someone? I fucking cut him out my life. Because guess what? That's their loss. Their loss is I'm not in your life. Trust me, that's a big fucking loss. You know? Trust me. So, this fucking crazier than fucking a nut fucking job goes and kills like, I think it was like his ex. It's always an ex too, you know, which is stupid because, you know, come on, man. Fucking, come on. So, oh, that's almost a nice car. I like the name. So this guy kills, I think, the ex-wife, like the mother-in-law. It was like fucking crazy. You know, it was two people and injured one. You know, almost murdered one, right? And then you know what this fucking dumb motherfucker, I mean, you know, crazy, dumb, you know, most, well, we know most, like, I don't want to say that. All right, we know some, like, mass murderers or whatever they are, serial killers, you know, serial killers. Is that, maybe that's the word I'm looking for, right? We know some of them are brilliant motherfuckers in one way or another, right? We know this. You know, we know this from, you know, after they get caught eventually. A lot of them want to get caught, you know, so they play those games. Whatever. You know, we also know that there's plenty of things out there that we will never friggin' know who friggin' did it. You know what I mean? So, this fucking guy goes home and starts Googling how to get away with murder, how to cover up murder, how to make a body disappear. This is what this guy is Googling at home on his own, like, computer. Like, what the fuck? I mean, thank God it was a dummy, you know, and the cops didn't have to go too far to fucking find the fucking, the perpetrator, the killer, the murderer. Thank fucking God in this case, you know. Well, you know, in all cases, you know, cold-blooded murder, you know. That don't sit well with me. It just don't sit well. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yes, I say we're part of the animal kingdom and all that shit, but we also have a consciousness, and you know killing is fucking wrong. You know? I mean, like, you know, oh, Miss Moonaz, you know, life eats life, and, you know, the rest of the animal fucking kingdom, you know, that's what they do. Yeah. Yeah, they do it to eat, to survive. You know? I don't need to fucking go killing someone. You know? I don't need to hurt anyone. I only do it in fucking self-defense. Maybe I'll hurt your feelings because I might tell the fucking truth. Sorry! But, you know, again, you know. So, thankfully, this guy is a fucking moron, and that's what he's doing. And the cops found, you know, all that on his history. You know, I mean, you know, they kind of, you know, cops are not dumb. You know, they're going to start looking at, you know, the obvious. Oh, he had an ex, she had an ex-boyfriend or an ex-husband. Oh, he's a little crazy. He's a little wild and shit. All right, well, we're going to go check him out. And there he is fucking Googling. How? And you know he spelt like how wrong. He did ho because, you know, it's right next to each other. So, you know, he did ho to get away with, you know, and you know he spelt like murder, you know, because the guy's fucking stupid. Come on, man. Come on, if you're going to fucking try to get away with it, you got to fucking already know your plan. Just kidding, I ain't saying shit. But, we all know, don't we watch fucking Dexter and shit? Come on, man. You don't have to go Googling shit, just turn on a few fucking episodes of Dexter and shit. You'll get some great ideas. So, I mean, this hit definitely does not go out to the guy anyway, so, you know, regardless of whatever, but for being a, and is that a criminal? That's still a criminal act, right? For being a dumb criminal, you know? Like, as a former criminal, as a retired former friggin' criminal, well, it's only criminal if you get caught, right? So, I'm fine. This person's just gonna blast the fucking stop sign? Nice. Fucking asshole. Yeah, and I gave you the thumbs up. Come! Oh, I love fucking people that's aggressive behind the wheel. Fucking guy, he's gonna... But yeah, get the fuck out of here. Anyway. As a former criminal, my feelings are hurt. How are you that fucking stupid? But, in this case, thank the Lord that he's a fucking dummy. So, you know, this hit does not go out to that fucking guy. Man, that tastes good. This Formula One, F1 shit, man, that's some good shit right there. It's got a good taste, too. Me like it a lot. Me like it a lot. Give me a moment, because we are playing. Also, now, let's guess the state! Now, in this one time, no one's going to say Florida, right? No one's going to say Florida because they're surrounded by water. They know what to do. They got crocodiles. They got swamps. They know what to do. You know, so we can just cross fucking Florida right out for the first time. For the first time. Because it's always like, man, this could be Florida. But this is not. And it is the United States. You know, of course, Mr. Balloon Nuts. Murder only occurs in the United States. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Only in the United States murder occurs. Okay. If you said Oregon, ding, 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 you're right. Fucking douchebag fucking Oregon. I, you know, I mean, dude, man, you live in the most forested fucking place almost on the planet, you know, like just about outside like the Amazon rainforest and shit, you know. You motherfucker, you know, listen, you know why they don't find like, they don't find Bigfoot carcasses everywhere? Because nothing fucking lasts in the woods. No, that's not true. Because we all know Bigfoot's interdimensional. We all know that. Come on. So, yeah, this douchebag is from fucking Oregon. Dude, you live in fucking Oregon. You fucking drag the fucking bodies 17 miles into the fucking woods. You know? And be done with it. No, that, I mean, you know, of course you'd get caught too. And thankfully, you know, I mean, I don't know what to do. don't know what I would do, because I ain't trying to kill those fucking people. You know, if a fucking scorned lover want to go, I'm fucking happy, because, you know, it's tough breaking up with fucking chicks. Chicks are fucking rough. You break up with them, now you have a fucking stalker for the rest of your fucking life. You know? That's why guys don't like breaking up with girls. What the fuck, man? Because y'all crazier than fucking... Oh, what? A loon bird? I don't know. What's fucking crazy? Then a fucking chick. But that's the thing. You're crazy. Y'all fucking nuts. All right? So, that's why. You know, we got... You know, good. Break up. Oh, thankfully. Good. Good. I'll get some fucking... You know what? Oh, you know what everyone is doing now? They're twerking on dicks. All right. I need some twerking on my dick. Fucking break up with me. That's great. Anyway. Now, because my... You know, like, listen... If your fucking wife will, you know, divorce you and shit, and, you know, it's everything is just like, you know, normal, you know, you just fucking, you know, you're not going to go for the throat, you know. Obviously, I mean, I've been with her since I was 20 years old, man. And guess what? If my wife, you know, I'd be fucking, oh, yeah, you know, I'll pretend, no, but fucking, oh, my gosh, man, you know, the fucking, oh, I'd be dead. But it's fine. You know, she's the one that keeps me alive. You know, I'm alive because of her. I'm not a criminal because of her. I'm fucking, you know, a decent human being because of her. So, you know, if it was like, you know, whatever. Split it. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't even want to be here in Long Island. Take the fucking house. Take for goodbye. You know, I just need this to move to South Carolina. Goodbye. And that's it. And I take all, yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, that's... Why would, if it was that easy like that, then don't divorce that fucking person. That person's fucking awesome. You know, so I, not that I'm, all I'm saying is, if you find something, but women are crazy. Even though I love my wife and everything, she's a fucking crazy motherfucker. She's crazy. And the older they get, the crazier they get. Just saying. So, you know, just make sure that you can fucking sling that good dick. And that's that, because, you know, because that kind of cures the crazy. So, yeah. So, PSA for today, today's PSA, we'll smoke to that. Sling that good dick to cure crazy. That was a fucking pussy hit. I didn't have much left in that one. Oh, shit. Almost got hit by a Mack truck. All right. We are down to the last fuck you. I really don't have nothing for this one, but hey, let's give it a whirl. Fuck you. Number one goes to yours truly, me. I know it's been a long time since I did this. Oh, fuck. I was swerving all over the road, and there's a cop right there. Goddamn. Yeah. But. But he's just passing me. Fuck it. Good thing I didn't take a hit while he's passing by. So, it's been a long time since the last episode's been out. I promise you, I've tried to do episodes. I might even just release some bullshit of the shit. Just so you know, might be some gold in there, who knows, you know, I don't know. I have excuses, but there really isn't an excuse. I could come on for 10, 15 minutes, talk some shit, and release it. So, fuck you number one goes to me. I know there's people out there that do enjoy listening, and I love you, I appreciate it, I do. To those that reach out to see how I'm doing, how things are going, blah, blah, blah. I thank you, I love you, and I appreciate you so much. Lobo's a queer, and this hit does not go out to me, but I'm gonna fucking take it because, you know, someone's gotta fucking do it. Where's the cop? There he is. Let's catch up. Well, this sure as hell ain't that F1. Before I pack this, I put everything all into one thing. Oh, whatever that is, that's good. Goddamn, that might be that other shit, that grease monkey. I got this strain grease monkey. It's a killer. That might be it right there. That's a perfect how do you do good night. I love you all. Happy New Year. May 2022 be a great year for you. Any advice that I can give to you, you know, as far as like, hey, do you have any like, you know, New Year's resolutions or anything like that? Listen, just be a good person. You know, I've been telling people that they all exist in my world and they're all here for my entertainment. They're all just like, you know, extras in the movie that is my world. The secret to life is to be happy. To have love and to be happy. You control that. You control that. There might be other people involved in your life that is not making you happy. You control that. You control who's in your life. You control and mold your existence. The secret to life is to be happy and to have love, to give love, and to care. I love you all. Until next time, ciao for now. Mwah.